World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Roy Hodgson says it's a marvellous honour to be named as the new coach of the England football team.
You know, he's a great man, he's a great tactician, he's on the training field every single day, and he's a great motivator as well, so he's got everything that you need to be a good England manager.
In France, Evian pours some cold water on Montpellier's title hopes with a 2-2 draw at the French league leaders in a game with an extraordinary finish. And we reflect on the death of Alexander Dale Owen, Norway's first world swimming champion, at the age of just 26. To football first, and Roy Hodgson's described it as a marvellous honour and something I'm really looking forward to after the 64-year-old became England's new national football team coach. The current West Bromwich Albion manager signed a 4-year contract. He'll lead his country after managing 18 teams, including 3 national sides, during a coaching career spanning 36 years. Hodgson has rebuilt his reputation at West Brom after a much criticised 6-month spell in charge of Liverpool. He knows not everyone will agree with his appointment.
Oh, it's always a big job to win people over, and it's important first of all to have the chance. The only way you're going to win people over is by doing the job that I know and feel confident I can do. The first thing, of course, with the players, it's very important for the players to buy into the things I'm going to be hoping to persuade them to do and to make us a better team. But it's also very important that the whole of the country buys into what we're doing, because you know, the England football team is such an important part of our heritage and our culture.
Hodgson's immediate challenge will be the European Championships in June. So what does he bring to the role? Well, the former Tottenham and Celtic defender Ramon Vega played under him when he was in charge of the Switzerland national team.
He will just not just make sure that the first team will be successful or potentially back to the what it used to be as an image, you know, but also the ranking, the education in terms of the academy side point of view. He's extremely well knowledgeable about that because he's done that with us as a Swiss team already, and saying that successfully because under 17 Switzerland won the World Cup. That says for himself, you know, already. So saying, from my point of view, it is a little bit disappointed that they were not towards him, but I think it actually fits a bit for him as well, because for him, there's no expectation as such at the moment to succeed, and it's a good thing for him to potentially tell the people who are not behind him, saying, listen guys, I'm actually the right person for this job.
In England, Liverpool were beaten 1-0 by Fulham in the Premier League in their last match before the FA Cup final. That was after Martin Skrtel put through his own net. The Liverpool manager, Kenny Dalglish, made 9 changes to his side. He wasn't impressed with most of the players he brought in.
I take part of the blame, I suppose, because I thought it was been fair to everybody, giving them an opportunity to get some minutes on the pitch, and a game coming up Saturday that's important to the club, and try to get them again, put the case forward, but the performance was very poor. That's not been like us, and for us it was 1 or 2 positives, but there was a lot more negatives for us. The goal was a bit unfortunate for us. It came up off Martin and in the back of the net, but I think the goal we deserved for the game, and that was absolutely nothing.
It was a first ever victory for Fulham at Anfield, and Stoke City and Everton drew 1-1 at the Britannia Stadium. Everton took the lead thanks to an own goal by Peter Crouch before second half substitute Cameron Jerome equalised for the home side. Bolton have confirmed that Fabrice Muamba will attend their Premier League match against Tottenham on Wednesday night at the Reebok Stadium. Muamba suffered a cardiac arrest on the pitch in the meeting between the two teams in the FA Cup in March, but he's recovered sufficiently to leave hospital. Manager Owen Coyle had said he'd be delighted if Muamba could be there.
It's always been open-ended for Fabrice since he came out of hospital, that when he felt and the family felt that he was able to come to one of the matches, then that invitation was there. We welcome him with open arms, as you know. The primary concern in all this, as you know, is that Fabrice has to be fit and well enough, and the family feel that, you know, he's okay to do that. From Fabrice's point of view, it probably would be, if it's able to come to fruition, a marvellous opportunity to thank both sets of fans.
Montpellier missed the chance to move 8 points clear at the top of the French league after being held to a 2-2 draw by mid-table Evian. Suleiman Kamara missed a stoppage time penalty for the league leaders. He had to wait 5 minutes to take it after a fight broke out, and that saw their key midfielder Younes Belhanda red-carded. Montpellier are one of the founding members of the first division of French football, but they've never won the title. Vincent Deluc is a football journalist with the French newspaper L'Equipe. He says their success so far has been achieved on a relatively modest budget compared to their rivals, PSG.
It's really a huge surprise because Montpellier has a very young team. No one has ever won a French title in this team, so no experience at all. In the early 90s, the coach of Montpellier was Aimé Jacquet. He had Laurent Blanc and Eric Cantona with him. But at this time, Montpellier chairman Louis Nicolin spent a lot of money to buy some brilliant players, but he has no more money. So it is not the same Montpellier, and it's quite ironic to see that this Montpellier will win the French title.
In Italy, Napoli consolidated third place in Serie A by beating Palermo 2-0 thanks to a first-half Edison Cavani penalty and a goal from Marek Hamsik. Roma drew 0-0 at the Verona side Chievo. While in Spain, Sporting Gijón are facing relegation from the Primera Division after they lost 3-2 at home to Villarreal. Coach Javier Clemente was sent off and frustrated fans threw objects including a beer can and a cigarette lighter onto the pitch. Gijón will go down if Rayo Vallecano pick up a point against Mallorca on Wednesday. Now, Norway's first ever world swimming champion, Alexander Dale Owen, has died at the age of 26 from a suspected cardiac arrest while at his training base in Flagstaff in Arizona in the United States. He won gold at the World Championships in Shanghai last year in the 100 metres breaststroke and was also a silver medalist at the 2008 Beijing Games. Ulla Christian Strom from the VG newspaper in Oslo told the BBC World Service Dale Owen was Norway's best hope for a gold medal at the London Games.
I think he was the number one favourite, actually, because he was training very well now in the United States, and he won with large margin at the World Championships in China. Everyone is just in shock, and the top athletes know him, and they are also very sad what happened. So it was the first chance for Norway to win a gold medal in swimming at the Olympics. So he was a very, very popular athlete. He was a down-to-earth guy and a really, really popular top athlete.
Reflections on the life of Norwegian swimming champion Alexander Dale Owen. David Howman, the Director General of the World Anti-Doping Agency, has defended their decision to challenge the British Olympic Association bylaw which banned former drug cheats from the Games for life. The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled in favour of WADA on Monday and overturned the rule. It means the likes of the sprinter Dwayne Chambers and the cyclist David Miller are now eligible for selection for the British team. Howman says the BOA's rule would have amounted to a second punishment for the athletes, and he believes that would be wrong.
In Beijing, you had people who had doped previously who were eligible again because their sanctions had expired to compete in Beijing. So it's not as though something is happening now that never happened before. It's been going on since 2004. So I'm not sure why that argument should even be put now. It's a dead duck. It's like saying so-and-so was sentenced to a sentence of imprisonment for 3 years. When he got released after the 3 years, sorry, you've got to come back and do another year. We don't do that sort of thing in society unless that's the rules. At the moment, they're not the rules.
The former Australian Rugby Union international Michael Leiner has been released from hospital 2 weeks after suffering a stroke. Leiner won the World Cup back in 1991 and was admitted after complaining of blurred vision and headaches. And a reminder that Roy Hodgson says being named as the England national football team coach is a marvellous honour after signing a 4-year contract.